thunders if you did not hear the shout. The thunder is for those who heard the shout. Without going any further, even that point alone, Matthew 25 spoke about the foolish virgins and the wise virgins. Why were they wise and why were those ones foolish? The foolish ones did not go in the rapture. It's the wise that went in the rapture. So, and then the Bible says, while all both the foolish and the wise virgins slept, at midnight, Matthew 25 verse 6, there was a cry in it. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out. Out from here. Go ye out and meet him. In Exodus chapter 21, there is the Jubilee sound. 6 years you are to hold a slave for any reason. A Hebrew, a slave. But after 6 years, the seventh year, there will be Jubilee. The trumpet will sound, and every slave that has been there for 6 years must go out free. Amen. For no reason should you hold him. It's a type of the Church of Jesus Christ. Grace Age started and the denominational system took over to cage the word of God, to cage the children of God. God allowed them to go ahead for 6 church ages. At the 7th church age, there was a voice that went forth. That is the end time message. That shout. As he screamed it, he said, the wise ones, hallelujah, trim their lamb. What is trimming your lamb? Revelation. Because the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's not free from witches and wizards only. Free from the denominational system that is a product of the Antichrist design. So, how can you say, somebody, no matter how sincere you are, God is not looking for sincere people? Was it because you are sincere, that's why he went to the cross of Calvary and died for you? Is it because I was sincere, that's why he saved me? No. It's more than that. Through his foreknowledge, he knows his own. There are people that are looking for truth. There are people that don't care about truth. Just the spirit of religion. He said your righteousness is just as what? Filthy rag. Filthy rag before God. We don't come based on anybody's righteousness. It's based on a revelation, you know. He causes you to see something and watches your reaction to what he shows you. Your reaction to what he shows you will either save you or condemn you. It's true. God is looking for worshippers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. You are remaining in lies and you say you go in the rapture. There's something you need to hear that will prepare you for the rapture. If you are in the denomination, you will never hear it. And because you will never hear it, you will not be prepared for the rapture. Therefore, if you will go in the rapture, you must come out of the denominational system. And when I say coming out of the denominational system is not an address. The denominational system is a thinking. I was reading Daniel chapter 9. Thank you very much. That verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. When will he cause it to cease? In the middle of the week. The middle of the week is 3.5 years. That is where you see 1260 days, because it is the remaining half that he stands up and shows who he is. That is when the tribulation period will start, in the middle of the week. Since the covenant is for 1 week, 7 years, after 3.5 years, he will bear it. But from the next, for the next 3.5 years, amen. Now, when the covenant will enter, they will not say it is, they are signing a covenant for 7 years. It is God that knows how long that thing is going to last. He's only letting us know how long it will last. After 3.5 years, he will rise and then want to be worshipped. He wants to sit as God, the Antichrist, in Israel, in the temple. Temple that will have been rebuilt waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. His whole ambition is to go and sit down there and be worshipped. But the Jews will never worship a man. And then, trouble will start for them. I told you last time, the tribulation period is not for the Gentiles. Catch that again. Because of the various teachings everywhere in the country. The tribulation is for the Jews, not the Gentiles. It's for the Jews because the whole attention is on the Jews. The remaining part of the world, they are already following. There is no problem with them. They will all have the mark of the beast. But the bride cannot have it because before that happens, she is gone in the rapture. Won't you clap your hands if you are part of that? If you are part of that. Okay, now but let's see something in Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 now. 3.5 years is 1,260 days. Now watch it. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. 3.5 years is 1,260 days. But he's saying he's adding 30 days to it. The 30 days extra, making it 1,290, the 30 days is the period called the day of the Lord. That is the period that, because at the end of the 3.5 years, that is the end of the 7th year, now the 7 years, that period ends with Christ coming back with those of us that went in the rapture. Now when he comes, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that period, something will happen on the earth. It will last 30 days. Matthew chapter 24 again, let's go there. See the way the Lord Jesus Christ put it himself. Like Matthew 24, few minutes now, we'll just give you scriptures. You can read on your own. I thought we should have time to read, but I'll just give you those scriptures. You go and read them on your own. Now, hear him now from verse 29.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days.
Immediately after the tribulation. The tribulation is to last 1,260 days. 3.5 years. He said immediately after the tribulation of those days. What will happen?
Shall the sun be darkened.
The sun will be darkened.
And the moon shall not give her light.
The moon will not give her light.
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the powers of the heaven shall be shaken.
Uh-huh.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And
hallelujah.
And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet.
Uh-huh.
And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other.
That is what will happen that period. It is called the day of the Lord. I'll give you the scriptures for that shortly. Because, amen. You have to understand this. I took time to explain this in our Bible study. Please try to get the tape because of our time now. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, in Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. It's good to read it for those coming for the first time or hearing us for the first time. Those who did not come for Bible study last Wednesday.
61.
Verse 1 and 2.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
I have so spoken about these scriptures, all these connections. Go ahead.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me is a prophecy.
Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
Yes.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God.
That is verse 2.
To comfort all that mourn.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you will notice there are three things there. The first thing there is proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The second one is what?
The day of vengeance of our God.
Proclaim also the day of vengeance of our God. The third one is what?
To comfort all that
mourn. To comfort all that mourn. Three things that prophecy is supposed to achieve. Go to Luke chapter 4.
Luke chapter 4.
From verse 16.
From verse 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been.
Please, if you have not heard me before, listen very carefully. There's something you must catch here. Yes?
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up.
Yes.
And as his custom was,
yes,
he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
And stood up for to read.
Yes.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon.
Where did he open? Isaiah 61. He's now quoting verse 1 and verse 2. Read it.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captive. And recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister. And sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
They were wondering what is happening.
And he began to say unto them. This day is this scripture fulfilled in thy eyes.
What did he say?
This
day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Which scripture? Which scripture? Now, not just Isaiah 61. He opened the book of Isaiah 61 and he began to read verse 1 complete. When he came to verse 2, hallelujah, of Isaiah 61, he read only one part and did not read the second part. He read to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Remember that verse says, and the day of vengeance. But he read to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and he stopped. And he told them, this day is this scripture, the one I have read now, fulfilled in your eyes. Why? Because it is not yet the day of vengeance. He was busy there, talking about the kingdom of God. It's time for repentance. He was telling them about the goodness of the Lord. He came to proclaim the acceptable year. The acceptable year there is the day of redemption where man can come to God and God will accept you. That is the part he was fulfilling, because he's supposed to fulfill the two parts. Why? Because the second part, the day of vengeance, is going to take place after 2,000 years. When the 70 years of Daniel shall be completed. When the Antichrist will have had his field day with Satan. When the Antichrist will have the tribulation period. At the end of the tribulation period, the day of vengeance will begin. That day of vengeance, hallelujah, was left hanging. That is why he said, this day, the day, not 24-hour day, the period. This period is the time this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes, in your ears. Sorry. Now, the same thing also in Malachi chapter 4. read it. Because remember, I said three things. Three things. There is the day of vengeance, and then to comfort all that mourn. Who are those that mourn? It's the Jews. When he comes, the millennium will start and they will be comforted. That aspect is the millennium, where he will comfort all that mourn. Yes, so there's a way you read that scripture and you think they're just fulfilling in a sentence like that. No, we are talking prophecy. Malachi chapter 4, that is the one that concerns you and me. Yes? Verse 5 and 6.
Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of 2 days again. One is the great day of the Lord. The second one is the dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. So that you will understand that Elijah fulfills in 2 different periods in that verse. He, God, will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great day, the great and the dreadful day. Which is the great day? The great day is the day Jesus Christ came on earth to declare salvation through the cross of Calvary. That day is the great day of the Lord. Before that happens, God sent Elijah. And we know from scripture that Elijah was John the Baptist. God sent Elijah. And we know from scripture that Elijah was John the Baptist. But there is the dreadful day that is ahead coming. Before the dreadful day of the Lord coming, he, God, will send Elijah again. And that Elijah has come. And that Elijah is the man William Marion Braham. If you don't catch this, you can't catch anything else. What is he to do? To turn the heart of the fathers to the children. Which are the fathers? Those denominational Sadducees, Pharisees. He, Elijah, before the great day of the Lord, will turn the heart of those religious Jews to what the apostles were preaching, preparing their heart for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, in line with what Malachi prophesied, in line with what Isaiah prophesied, making straight the way in the wilderness, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He is the one. John the Baptist fulfilled it. Jesus Christ told us John the Baptist is that Elijah. Praise the Lord. And before, and then he said, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Those children, the apostolic children that John the Baptist came to point the hearts of the Pharisees and Sadducees to the doctrine of grace that was coming up, they later on became fathers. Amen. And gave birth to all of us in the faith. We are those children. We love the faith. Like the Jews left the faith, we too have left the faith of our fathers, the apostolic fathers. But he will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the dreadful day of the Lord to turn the heart of the children, apostolic children, we back to the faith of our apostolic fathers, back to the Bible. And he will do that with the anointing of Elijah on another man. And we saw in all the ministers that have existed, only one man came with a heavenly vindication. Signs and wonders and everything, practically, spiritually, everything to vindicate him. Without the same anointing, that's the only ministry that came to emphasize, come back to the Bible. The rest were building kingdoms for themselves. He's the only one that spoke different. He was the only one that has all the anointing that you can trace to the anointing of Elijah. That man is William Marion Braham. That man fulfilled the scripture in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. That in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when you shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. That man, we have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are. And what we are raised up for, praise the Lord for the original life. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original life. That is who we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The great and dreadful day, it will span a period of 30 days. Within that period of these 30 days, the Bible says the sun will be darkened, the moon will cease. You know, this thing we are saying is practical. If any of you here does not go in the rapture, you will see this thing, it will happen. And it will happen soon. It will happen soon. A day is going to come that the sun will stop functioning. All the satellite, all whatever, of course in Nigeria, NEPA before 7, no they work. You know, NEPA, there will be no light. God will make sure nothing that gives light exists. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 13. Can we read it? Isaiah, let me read it. I will read. Isaiah chapter 13. Two verses there. Verse 9 and verse 10. Behold, Isaiah chapter 13, if you are with me. Verse 9 and verse 10. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. That is the day of the Lord. Within that 30-day period, judgment of nations, if you are writing it down, Matthew 25, from verse 31, read it to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. I was giving you some scriptures. I forgot to give you one more scripture about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, remember Matthew 24. When the sun is darkened, then, hallelujah, then, suddenly, they will see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the clouds. You can see that also in Matthew 26, verse 64. And Revelation chapter 14, verse 14 to 20. Revelation chapter 14. Hallelujah. Amen. You can just read that. Let's save time. That is the day of the Lord, described also in Isaiah 61. I really thought we should be able to read these scriptures, but let me just give them to you. Please write them down. Verse 1 and 2. We have read that. Sorry, let me go to chapter 2, verse 2. He called it the day of vengeance. 61 verse 2 calls it the day of vengeance. You're writing Isaiah 34. That is what will happen within this 30 days period. I'm giving you now how the Bible described that period. Isaiah 34 from verse 1 to 10. I call it again. Isaiah 34 verse 1 to 10. The Bible calls it the day of God's vengeance. We saw in verse 5 of Malachi chapter 4 as the dreadful day of the Lord. That's how the Bible describes that day, as a dreadful day of the Lord. And Isaiah 26 verse 1, or verse 21, sorry. Isaiah 26 verse 21 describes that day as the day to punish the inhabitants of the earth for her iniquity. Isaiah, I call it again Isaiah 26, verse 21. It is the day of the Lord. It is described in Revelation chapter 6. Hallelujah. It is described in Revelation chapter 6. And I love to read it. Can we read it, please? Just to see a picture of how that day will look like. Verse 12. He said, and I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, that is the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, a sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casted her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, describing how what the earth will go through that period. Verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and we shall be able to stand. This is Bible talking. It's repeated in 2 Peter chapter 3. Read it from verse 10. That is what you see in Revelation chapter 16. The seventh vial there. The seventh vial angel there. Read it from verse 1. And particularly take note of verse 17 to verse 21. We see that also in Revelation chapter 11, verse 13 to 15. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, describe that they say, behold the day of the Lord cometh. He's announcing it and describe what we go through. It's a very interesting reading. If you can take time to read them, to give you a picture of what will happen that day. Jeremiah 25, verse 32 to 38. It described it as, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. And Isaiah chapter 2, verse 10 to verse 22. He says, what he saw, he said, the rod of the Lord shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty. These are the scientists. Remember, I said verse 6 up to verse 10 up to verse 22. It's a serious description of what will happen there. And if you see Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6 to 16, and Isaiah 24, reading from verse 1 to 6, and the clearer picture from verse 18 to verse 23. It gives us clearly there that when he has finished, he said there will be few men that will be left on earth. He says, men shall be as precious as gold. The destruction there will finish human beings. Because that is the period that the Armageddon war is fought. The Armageddon war that we see in Revelation chapter 16 from verse 12. The armies of the Antichrist will gather to stop Jesus Christ from coming. That is what they call the Armageddon. The Armageddon war is fought at the end of the tribulation period, and that is to end the Antichrist rule, to end the world system, for Christ to come and let the whole world know that Jesus they are messing up with, he is real. That is his day of vengeance. They killed him, they crucified him, but he's coming to revenge upon all of godly men. Men will be so few that when you move and you see a man, among those scriptures I gave you. Maybe you are moving from here to where? Surulere. There will be nobody you meet on the road. Suddenly you see a man and say, ah, now you're there. You escape. Hallelujah. Men will be as precious as gold. Because men will have been reduced. Human beings will have been reduced. Because the shaking that will take place, you will run to the mountain will say, leave me alone. You see the scriptures there. You enter the sea will give up. Islands, you know, the whole shaking will destabilize the whole world. Nature will be destabilized. Some islands will fade away. Because the sea will cover them up. Victoria Island. Who they live on Victoria Island? Don't worry, if you are going to the rapture, just enjoy your stay there. Nothing will happen until you are gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, just finish these scriptures. Amos chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. Amos chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. He said, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. How do you desire the day of the Lord? The lifestyle you are living. The lifestyle you are living, you are not afraid that this whole world will be burnt up one day. 2 Peter 3:10 says, the whole earth will be burnt with fire. You know that this world will be destroyed. Human beings will be destroyed. And you are living the type of life you are living as if it will not happen. When human beings, their conscience have been so killed. I was telling you the other day of the story that I read concerning the tsunamis that happened in somewhere in Southeast Asia at that period. Hundreds of thousands of people that died. But it was recorded that no one single animal there died. Hallelujah. William Branham was giving his example. He said in India at that time that suddenly in a particular region all the animals there, including birds, whatever it is, cows, whatever it is, all of them just disappeared from the area. And they were wondering, no single animal in this area. All of a sudden there was a great earthquake that happened. The conscience of human being. Look, I have said it before. Every one of us, every human being, and also every Christian, if there is going to be any danger that will come, there will be a premonition. You will sense it. No human being dies suddenly like that. No human being. Always, if the person doesn't know, the people that live around him, after his death, they will tell you about his last moment, some unusual things the person was doing. The people will say, he knew he will go. He knew he will go. If he knew he will go, why didn't he stop it? There's danger coming. They sense it. That danger is coming. They begin to behave one kind. Human beings, if they are entering Okada, and Okada is going to get accident, there will be a feeling you will have before the accident will take place. When it happens, say, Satan, cut, you lie, liar. Right, shut up. And when that voice speaks to you, you say, shut up. You speak to him, shut up. He will stop speaking to you. Then when it happens, say, I was feeling it, oh. Before the day happened, I was feeling it, oh. You are feeling it, oh. If you are feeling it, then why didn't you stop it? You dress up, finish, you want to go out. Something is stopping you from going out. You say, I don't know why I'm feeling like this. I don't know why I'm feeling. Are you the commander? I don't know why I'm feeling like this. Are you the go? I don't know why I'm feeling like this today. You the go? No, no, send one chance. What do you want to go enter? Amen. So it is. Hallelujah. No single animal died. Hundreds of thousands of human beings perished. They are putting tsunamis warning device. It's not tsunamis warning device. Get the warning device of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost, he will speak to you when dangers are coming. He will make sure when you are in front, the danger will be behind. When you are behind, the danger will be in front. When you reach there, they will say, ah, our robbers just finished operating. Oh, ah, see the motor. Now this motor, the one enter. Oh. And then I beg them, make an enter attachment. Oh. The man no agree. I beg him. Oh. The man no agree. No, say that the Holy Ghost no agree. You abuse the man. Useless man. God will punish you. This one. Then, when you are passing now, you see the motor. You say, hey! Let me for the inside that motor. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, woe to you that desire the day of the Lord. Two more scriptures. Joel chapter 1, verse 14 to 20. Read it also. Joel chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. I give it again. Joel 1. Joel. Not John, no. Joel. 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 Chapter 1, verse 14 to 20, and chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, they say, alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Who can abide it? Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 2 to 18, says, the great day of the Lord is near, and he described it. The great day of the Lord is near. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's see the last verse now in Daniel. Chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. So that you can understand it when you are reading. That's why I'm explaining this to you. Now, verse 11 says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days, 30 days extra to the end of the tribulation period. Now, verse 12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. That is 1,335 days. Another 45 days is added. He said, blessed is you that is he that waiteth. That is, you are able to bear and survive up to the 1,335 days from the end of tribulation. That is 75 days from the end of tribulation. The things that will happen, those 45 extra days, they are the period that after the 30 days, it takes another 45 days to rearrange the earth. Because the earth will have been upside down. Within that period, Satan is bound. Satan is bound. For how many years is he supposed to be there? 1,000 years. Hallelujah. That is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. The anointing of the most holy temple, because the temple has to be cleansed. That is where Antichrist was sitting. We see that in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Then the foolish virgins will be raised up. That period. We see that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Hallelujah. That also marks the end of the fourth empire that Daniel saw in Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 to 14, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 to 45. Within those 45 days. So, if you are able to survive, then you are blessed. Because those who survive, they are those that God will now use to repopulate the earth for the 1,000 years. For 1,000 years, we shall be reigning with Christ. We'll be given our own areas of jurisdiction. We have our own crown. We come back with him. And then we shall rule for 1,000 years. Peace will be on earth. No sickness. No war. No tempter. Nothing, no evil. Because the Prince of Peace is now on earth. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings is in Jerusalem. The Bible says, every year all nations will be going to pay pilgrimage to Jerusalem to bow and worship the King of Kings. But take note of the admonishment of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11 to 18. It says, seeing that then that all these things shall dissolve, what manner of people we ought to be in all holy conversation. And Zephaniah chapter 2, read it for your meditation and think on it from verse 1 to 3. Zephaniah. It says, seek ye the Lord, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And now is the time to seek the Lord. Because Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 11, says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And it is now you can find him. May God bless you.